Blog Talk Radio.
This weekend, it's motivational show. It's all about motivation tonight on Barbecue Superstars Friday Night Lights. Now, man, you can't get a bigger night than Friday night at Memphis and May. They done been there Thursday, Friday. I know a lot of them's out there raising hell tonight, but there's a whole lot of them out there trying to cook tonight. And we know that Melissa Cookson, the queen of Memphis and May, probably got her hog strapped tight on that backwoods smoker tonight. I know she's out there doing her thing. Melissa's going to win tomorrow sometime around 5, 6 o'clock. She's going to be in the mix, number one hog. maybe number one, Memphis in May. She gets that third one, she's going to tie up a knot with a whole lot of the biggest champions as ever. Now, I know that Mike Mills has jumped back on the wagon and presently is right now at Memphis in May getting his cook together. I ain't sure what he's cooking. I imagine he's probably cooking whole hog. He's got to get down there in the middle with Myron Mixon and Melissa Cookson and my main man, Mark West. I know Mark West is out there cooking that whole hog tonight. And I tell you, man, it's going to be a big weekend for barbecue out there by the Mississippi River. Hell yeah. And so it's all about motivation tonight. So we're going to start off with a little motivation speech by none other than Charlie Chaplin.
The dictator of Tomania, the conqueror of Austerlitz, the future emperor of the world.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life could be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work,
that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Now, I want to give Charlie Chaplin a hell yeah on that one. And I tell you what, man, let us all unite in barbecue and let's change the world one rib, one piece of chicken, and one brisket at a time. Let's show them all the love that we can show them through a whole lot of hard work. Now, I'm not going to have to introduce this next motivational speaker, this fellow here. You'll know who he is after a few minutes. So let's hear what this man has got to say.
Of course, people ask me all the time, they say to me, what is the secret to success? The first rule is trust yourself. But what is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people. Number one is, of course, trust yourself no matter how and what anyone else thinks. And of course, rule number two is break the rules. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and not want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe, after all. What is the point of being on this earth? All you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble. The only way that I ever got any place was the breaking some of the rules. Which of course brings me to rule number three. Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail. So you can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear or failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision, and you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come. So don't be afraid to fail. Which brings me to rule number four, which is don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this and you can't do that and it's never been done before? I love it when someone says that no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done. I never listen that you can't. I always listen to myself and said, yes, you can. And that brings me to rule number five, which is the most important rule of all. Work your butt off. Leaving no stone unturned. Muhammad Ali, one of my great heroes, had a great line in the 70s when he was asked, how many sit-ups do you do? He said, I don't count my sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting, because that's when it really counts. That's what makes you a champion. That's the way it is with everything. No pain, no gain. So, yeah, partying, horsing around. Someone out there at the same time is working hard. Someone is getting smarter and someone is winning. Just remember that. Now, if you want to win, there's absolutely no way around hard, hard work. None of my rules, by the way, of success will work unless you do. I've always figured out that there's 24 hours a day. You sleep 6 hours and you have 18 hours left. Now, I know there's some of you out there now and says, well, wait a minute, I sleep 8 hours or 9 hours. Well, then just sleep faster, I would recommend. That takes me to rule number six, which is a very important rule. It's about giving back. Whatever path that you take in your lives, you must always find time to give something back. Something back to your community, give something back to your state or to your country. Let me tell you something, reaching out and helping people will bring you more satisfaction than anything else you've ever done. The world. Remember those six rules. Trust yourself, break some rules, don't be afraid to fail, ignore the naysayers, work like hell, and give something back.
That was Arnold, and everything he said is very true. If you're a cook out of Memphis or May or somewhere around the country, you're competing in barbecue, all six of those rules are for you.
Do you wish that the first Apollo mission hadn't reached the moon, or that we hadn't gone on to Mars and then to the nearest star? That's like saying you wish that you still operated with scalpels and sewed your patients up with catgut, like your great-great-great-great-grandfather used to. I'm in command. I could order this. But I'm not. Because Dr. McCoy is right in pointing out the enormous danger potential in any contact with life and intelligence as fantastically advanced as this. But I must point out that the possibilities, the potential for knowledge and advancement is equally great. Risk is our business. That's what this starship is all about. That's why we're aboard her.
Captain Kirk, man, I got to say, he made some good points in that little speech. And you know what? Take a little risk. You didn't win Memphis of May last year. Change and tweak a little bit. Got to step out on faith sometime. So try a little bit of that right there.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse.
This right here is Rocky Balboa and his son. And so you understand what's going on.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Oh, well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself, and this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only going to end up bad for you, and it's going to end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
All these fellas have in common is they all believe in themselves. And you know, I think the bottom line is they didn't know if they could be successful or not, but they were damn sure gonna try. And you know, for whatever you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger, hell, he lived the dream. Hey, governor of California, 7-time Mr. Olympia. I mean, he was married to a Kennedy until the house cleaner got there. But, all right, so if you're out there competing in Memphis in May, you're trying to get your stuff right, whatever sanctioned body you're competing in, man, all this message tonight is for you. I want to give a big shout-out to our brand-new radio show, Lance Moore, from the West Texas Bitmaster. Got us a Texas-based barbecue show now. We got a second. Now, Lance is on Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. We got a second new show I'm really excited about. A young lady named Lori Frazee on Wednesday night on BNTL, 7 o'clock. She's got a big time radio show also. Man, I'm going to tell you, man, Barbecue Superstars Radio Network is blowing up, and we appreciate everybody who is a host and has taken part in any form, fashion. Big shout out to Dana L. Hillis. He's the hell yeah of motivation in the barbecue world, and he's an awesome dude, man. And, you know, can't say but hell yeah when it comes to Dana L. Hillis. All right, here's a few more motivational speeches, but we got a big engine coming up here in just a few minutes now. If you're out there and you're at Memphis in May, we gotta play a special song right quick. Now, if you're out there and you got a beer, you need to go ahead and get it up there close. But if you got your little bottle of liquor or whatever it is, man, we're going to have to play this song. I want everybody join in. Let's take a break from the motivational. Let's do a little hell yeah.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. 'Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, Well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, because you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup? You're not just a cup. You're my friend.
Yeah.
Lifelong. Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Woo!
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
You to get the biggest Red Solo Cup you can get. I want you to get the biggest vial slash. Yeah, I just got mine full. Man, it's Memphis in May night. It's motivational night. Now look, if you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Lane road to a one horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small town man. He said, "We got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. When you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl." By the arm, said, "Come on, let's go." She dipped down, spun around, and dozed it down. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, "This is how you do the watermelon crawl." Do the watermelon. to round about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Champion, or what do you want to accomplish? Why are you training? And they will, if a guy will get up and he will say, well, I want to train because I think that if I get muscular and you know, I feel like I'm getting the kind of definition, then I maybe can enter a bodybuilding competition. I said, sit down. Because if you think this way, you're going to be a loser. You're never going to make it because there's no maybe. You got to get up and say, I want to be a champion. And I do whatever it takes. The amount of hours it takes, the posing, the this, the that, the visualization, looking at training footage, looking at motivational books, reading this, reading, whatever it takes, I would do. That's the answer I want to hear from you. You can detect right away those that are going to be shaky and that will fall behind and they will not go all the way, and those that are very hungry. That hunger you have to develop, because you have to create a goal for yourself, whatever that may be, a short-term goal and a long-term goal. You got to go after that. And if you do not see it, and if you do not believe it, who else will? The body is very important, but the mind is more important than the body. We have to visualize what that body ought to look like in order to make it win, because that's what creates in the will that you need to go to the gym every day. The will that makes you go into the four steps, the will that makes you go beyond when you do 500 pounds reps in a squat, and you can't do another rep, if your body is shaking, it's the will that makes you go one more time down and struggle up one more time. And there's all this to the mental aspect that motivates you, that makes the difference between you being in the gym full of joy and looking forward to doing that extra rep and looking forward to doing those extra 100 reps in the sit-ups and working past the pain period. That all is the mind. It's not the body. So this is why I think the body is very important, but the mind is more important.
The body isn't used to maybe the 9, 10, 11, 12 reps in a certain weight. So that makes the body slow down, going through the pain period, experiencing the pain in muscles, aching, and just think, go on and go on and go on. And this last 2 or 3 or 4 repetitions, that's what makes actually the muscles grow. This is the divide between one being a champion and one not being a champion. If you can go through this pain barrier, you make it to be a champion. If you can go through, forget it. And that's what most people lack, because having the guts. The guts to go in and just say, I go through and I don't care what happens. You know, it aches, and if I fall down, I have no fear of fainting in the gym, because I know it could happen.
But now you know you've given it your all, and you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor. It's too fucking hard of a world out there. And Billy, if you're trying to lose weight for the girls on the beach, like you just said, buddy, you don't have enough fight. You're going to drown right there. It's never going to be successful. Think of that, guys. You guys are saying you're doing everything right. You're giving it your all. Come on. Come on. Your all is a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself.
Sit right here. I'd hold you up to say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching every day with like a privilege. And the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
So today, although we're slaves, we're going to act like we're free, and one day our children will be free. If the slaves would have just said, we quit, we give up, we would have died in the middle passage. But some slaves said, I don't care what we go through, we're going to survive it. 400 years of slavery, we're going to get through this. And you can't get through it. 1825? You can't get through a writing class, and you got tutor after tutor, resource after resource. The problem is, you ain't never felt no pain before. You're soft. It's a soft generation. You quit on everything. Our people did not quit. Harriet Tubman not only made it, she went back and got some more. She said, you know what? I made it, but I'm going to walk all the way. Listen to me. Not ride the bus. I'm going to walk all the way back down to the south to get some more. And you quitting on 1825.
Get back up. Everybody knows to get back up, because if I start walking, I'm not going to get anywhere. But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Do you think you have hope? Because I tell you, I'm down here, face down, and I have no arms, no legs. It should be impossible for me to get back up, but it's not. You see, I will try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. But I just want you to know that it's not the end. It matters how you're going to finish. Are you going to finish strong? You will find that strength to get back up.
I'm telling you as I leave, I was homeless for 2.5 years. And the problem with most of you is you never felt no pain before. Y'all spoiled. Y'all spoiled. Some of y'all spoiled. Bottom line, your parents have done everything for you. You never had to do nothing for yourself. You're spoiled. We're going to keep it real tight. Some of you are spoiled brats. Every time you ever got in trouble, somebody in your house got you out of it. Every time you've done something you're not supposed to do, people say, Eric, your mother's a tyrant. You're right. She kicked me out. You're right. She's mean, but she developed a man because she put me out there and said, you're going to have to grow up. And some of you have never learned to grow up. So every time something gets hard, you quit, you call mama. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you not to go home. If I said, I don't go home, I feel bad. So go through it. You ain't gonna die at the end of pain and success. You're not gonna die because you feel the most pain.
It comes down to this. They're gonna win or lose, meaning they're gonna live or die on the mission. The pilot's like, give them the whole fucking 9 yards. Everything you fucking have in order for us to win. And their situation, winning was living. In order to continue to live, not to perish, not to die, given everything I had in order to survive. The whole fucking 9 yards. They were fighting for their life. And here,
we breath for about 2 seconds. And boom. 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 You see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm going to take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit.
I'm here to tell you today, if you got a, somebody came to my office the other day crying, I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You will never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do it to you.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop it. Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their floor. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
There was a woman who was an average housewife. She was average. She looked average. She was an average housewife. But she had a magic moment. And Barbecue Superstar is going to catch that moment. In a magic moment, she turned into something that we could all believe in.
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn, near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of, it's a collection of villages. I can think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it will change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
What are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay. Big song.
Yeah?
Yeah. much, Susan Pierce.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on this show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was stunning. An incredible performance. Amazing. I'm reeling from shock about you two, but...
I am so thrilled because I know that everybody was against you. I honestly think that we were all being very cynical, and I think that's the biggest wake-up call ever. And I just want to say that it was a complete privilege listening to that. It was inspirational.
Susan, I knew the minute you walked out on that stage that we were going to hear something extraordinary, and I was right.
Got a lot of touch.
Susan, you are a little tiger, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are? Okay, moment of truth. Here's yes or no.
The biggest yes I have ever given anybody.
Amanda?
Yes, definitely.
Susan Boyle, you can go back to the village with your head held high in three S's.
Barbecue is a game of inches. Barbecue is a sport. Barbecue is a sport as sure as football, basketball, and baseball. It is a sport, folks, that little tweak at 3 a.m. That little change of rug, or add a little something to the rug. Change of wood, a change of amount of time, change of cooker, going from a gravity flow to a pellet to an offset. It's a sport, and it's a game of inches. Now, somebody out there at Memphis and May wants it just a little bit worse than someone else. And somewhere in the night, between now and 6 a.m., the next world champion at Memphis and May will be decided. What will you do between 9:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. tomorrow morning by the Mississippi River, down the hill from the city, down there in the mega valley of hell yeah. Now, when you look up there, up that hill where them steps go way up the side, when you look down that asphalt driveway to the bottom of the hill, from the edge of that driveway to the Mississippi River are 250 raising hell bust ass big time ass barbecue cooks going the 2 mile distance from the top side where the bridge is to the other end where the last team is. There's going to be one cook who's going to have the best barbecue for that day. Now, folks, you got Chris Lilly down there in the middle somewhere. He ain't playing no games. You got Melissa Cookson up here on the other side with the whole hog guard. You got my main man, Myra Mixon, who's won it 3 times, and he's due. And he's been raising hell because he's got a good crew. So let me ask you, between 9:50 and 6 a.m., it's a game of inches. And what are you gonna do?
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break
Hell
of the game,
yeah.
Every minute, every second.
Right.
On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's the team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
the last thing he said is, what are you going to do? The minutes and the hours are clicking away. You rented your space. You spent the big money. Now, what are you going to do between now and then? You going to man up? You going to kick that ass? You going to do a hell yeah?
God bless the show.
want to make a shout out to everybody who's out there competing. It doesn't matter if you're competing in Memphis in May or Gainesville, Georgia, wherever you're competing, man. You need to get down there and get your shit together and win you a check tomorrow and start winning. There's only one way to do that. You got to get your ass in a barbecue school. You got to go get schools with all these champions like Dana Hillis and Swamp Boys and Bubba Q. It don't matter which one, all these big time champions. Get in there, pay your money, get some checks after they start getting some checks. And, barbecue contest tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and this has been a Barbecue Superstars Radio Network production.